How did Big Rock first get started?
You know, everyone abducted us at the same time, and then we're on the same UFO. And we're like, hey, dude, what's up? Like, what's up, dude? Shook hands, and we're like, hey, you want to start a band? So after we're done
being... Yeah, when we get dropped off, yeah, we should start a band.
Right, that's cool, man.
It's
cool.
Pretty nice.
Probing or no probing?
No probing,
no
thank
probing.
God.
Good, good.
They just showed us, like, a bunch of, like...
It was like movies.
They
right?
showed us a bunch of Woody Allen films.
Exactly.
Right. And they were like, what do you think of this? We can't quite understand this, can you? And we're like, we don't really know
like,
either.
What the fuck is this, Jew?
Sorry. I mean, I like it.
Well, I mean, come on.
But, yeah, we know each other and, you
it
know.
It was a funny experience. And then we got dropped off, you know, and we're like,
self-deprecating.
Oh, fuck, gotta start doing something. Yeah.
We knew each other kind of before and, you know, we'd play with bands with each other.
But after the abduction, we're like, it's gonna be a glorious thing.
Your rock comes from outer space. That's sort of your sound, right?
It's Big Rock Candy Mountain. That might allude to the moon or Pluto.
We like ethereal things, but you know we're not against you know.
What did you just say? Just say that.
We like the ethereal.
You should have. You might have wanted to interview us before the show.
No. We like psychedelic things.
Okay.
We like poppy things. And
we like dancey things.
Dancey things, which, you know, we try to meld it together for this show. You know, being a third perspective out of the whole thing definitely works. I really enjoyed how your vocals, Mike. You know, they put some reverb and some delay on that shit.
Yeah, man. They were
I was like, woo! I didn't know it sounded like this from here.
Did you find it weird sitting there watching your own band?
No, not at all. Because I was in good hands, for sure.
No pun intended. Apparently not that good of a hand.
Yeah, I mean, careful, I only got one good one. All the players, they're very talented in their own way. They put their spin on it. And I'm fucking really blown away because they're so awesome.
How'd y'all first meet PNC? How'd that happen?
Well, PNC and these guys had an idea to do a show at South by Southwest. Do a show with, you know, some rock music and some bounce music and have, like, a live band back, Partners in Crime and DJ Jubilee, doing this one song that they wrote like 11 years ago, but hadn't played live in like 9 years. So, I mean, we went out, we learned the song for South by Southwest, but we went out, you know, to the song with Jubilee and PNC, and it was really fun. And now there are ambulances because it was so fun.
Have y'all thought about writing some stuff with them?
I guess the best way to say is there's some talks
into it. We've been talking about it.
There's still,
but that's pretty
you know,
much it.
There's some residuals that we need to, you know, go over.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I think astoundingly, the whole band would like to do it, but you know, it's gonna take a little time. Take some time to get a rock band to do some, like you know, some bounce, like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's really fun. We really want to do it. So you know, it might turn into something. It might not. We'll see. Uh-huh. We're talking about it. You know, it's just a matter of you know. We're a busy band, they're a busy group. We gotta find the time to meet together and work on some stuff. So, but yeah.
No, it will be profoundly amazing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I would like to add some funk to it, you know?
Hey, awesome, dude, awesome, hey, awesome set, dude.
Hey.
Awesome set.
Good.
How you doing?
Once again.
Oh, wait.
What's
I know, everyone's talking about my hair.
What you do with the finger, man? You told me to cut it off.
I feel like a fool. That's it.
You didn't cut it off. You cut it?
No, they're still there. Alright, this is basically what I could do. I can't clutch a fence.
Okay, sure.
Until it heals, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
So you, alright,
I'm good.
So you, I did, the way it was told to me that you lost the whole finger.
That's actually
right.
It sounded
like he
cut his hand off with a stick knife.
That's kind of how it sounded when I was told.
Right.
Hey, man, we can't do the whole set because lost a finger.
I was still playing a fucking mad guitar for you.
All right.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll do
something to it.
Hey,
right. He's gonna tape a pic to his nose.
Man, listen, yeah. Right. This is the next thing we gotta do.
Yeah.
We gotta get together. Let's make some music.
Let's do it, man.
Let's sit in. and we'll create something and see what we can come up with.
Congo Slim, Partners in Crime.
Kango.
You're so
Kango.
Right.
Are there any other bounce artists you'd want to like work with or anybody?
What's your DJ name? Right. Jubilee. What's your DJ name? DJ Jubilee. DJ Jubilee just did something with Imagination Movers.
I heard about that. Yeah.
They played a jazz song. It was so...
That's so fucking hilarious.
It was flipping awesome. They brought out four trampolines onto the stage. And the whole band was like jumping on trampolines while playing the song.
That's the bounce song.
Not like measly jumping and challenging. It's like really like, you know, 5 feet in the air trampoline.
I think the good thing about it is, you know, it's definitely an amalgamation of, New Orleans rock, bounce music. You know, nobody's done it before. I mean, just want to have fun with it. I mean, the guys are obviously fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
We want to make some, like, funky, you know, like, bass.
Funky ass, dirty ass.
We don't want sexy music.
We want music you can make love to.
Yeah, we want some grinding. We want some grind on, dude.
That'd be good, man. Baby making music, that'd be essential. Yeah, man. Slow jams with the big rock.
Well, it doesn't necessarily slow jams, but
no, it's gotta have that clap, man, you know?
Yeah. Did you find bounce hard to play when you first started doing it?
Or? I mean, honestly, between me and Andrew and Paul, we've been listening to bounce since we were little kids. Right. I mean, honestly, like, in elementary school, like, my bus driver used to just blare Jubilee every morning and every afternoon.
And I had those West Bank like, bounce parties.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, like, that shit has been going on in my life for my entire life.
So
it's actually a big honor to play with these guys, because, like, these are dudes that I listened to when I was 12. How old am I?
12. Like
12 years later, I'm still listening to them. And I'm playing with them.
Yes.
And they fucking put on a good show. Those people were like...
Remember when you're a kid and you're like... listening to the radio, and like all little kids who like, you know, kind of want to play music are like, oh, maybe I could be on the radio someday. Yeah. Maybe I could meet that band someday. Like, we're playing with the guys.
Yeah.
Like, I remember slow dancing to like some of their songs. And then
slow dancing to bounce music.
No.
They had some slow jams. All right.
Yeah, they do.
Some slow jams.
They have a couple.
They're not just bounce dudes. They're all
right. You know,
R&B, hip hop.
Definitely one of the most memorable experiences.
Where do you see the New Orleans? When do you see them going?
I want to say this. I don't want to associate with being an indie band. Okay. We're a fucking rock band.
Right.
We like making rock music. We like having people dance. Not that indie music does not.
I think it's really cool that people are starting to realize in New Orleans that you don't have to have horns in your band to be cool.
Or a floor tom.
Or,
floor toms.
Now, you know.
I'm going to fucking put it out, man.
There are a lot of bands with floor toms. But you don't have to have horns in your band to be cool. You don't have to play funk music to play cool. You don't have to sound like Funky Meters to be cool.
Right.
New Orleans is a really cool city because it's steeped in tradition. New Orleans rock.
Yes.
Okay. Cool new stuff happening.
Thank you so much.
New Orleans has been about old shit for a long time.
Keep in touch, right, man?
Absolutely. And there's always been new stuff going on, but I think more than ever, New Orleans is looking forward instead of looking backwards.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the city getting fucked and people having to start over. So, I mean, I think it's cool. There's a lot of new blood in the city. There's a lot of people moving in from out of town. There's a lot of, you know, young people coming up and not doing what the people before them did. And I think that's the way you make cool music. You do something new. You do something that's your own and yourself. And you throw out the old book and you do what means something to you, not what's written in a textbook or what you've heard before. I think that's where the New Orleans music scene is going in general. And the rock music is a part of that because it's something that hasn't been done a lot in New Orleans anymore. And it's cool because the rock music here doesn't have a big background to go off of. There's not a long history of it. So it's kind of starting anew. Like, so, you know, you go to rock bands in Austin, rock bands in L.A., like, they're like, you know, there's still a tradition of that. And so they're like fighting following the tradition. But here in New Orleans, we are starting anew.